Subject, where do we go from here? Dear Steve, Shirley, almost 5 years ago, I met and fell in love with the most wonderful man. He was everything I could ever have asked for. I thought I found my soulmate. He is a graduate of HBCUs, and I too am a graduate of two HBCUs. I am a God-fearing Christian who is so involved in my church that it would probably fall down around me if I missed a Sunday. What they don't know is how he beats me. I have covered up so many black eyes and bruises that drugstores see me coming and keep the supply of concealer makeup behind the counter just for me. Just last night, I had my lip busted because I fixed rice with his dinner instead of macaroni and cheese like he asked. I know you are probably wondering what a woman of my education is still doing with this man, and there are days where I ask myself that also. But Steve, I just can't seem to leave him. Not only does he abuse me, but he cheats with every skirt, and in parentheses, and pant that walks in front of him. There are women and men in our church he has slept with and is currently sleeping with, and they smile in my face when they see me, knowing they will see my husband later that night. I am so afraid to leave him for fear of my life, but I also fear that if I stay, my death is still coming. Please tell me what to do. My God. Well, you know what? I mean, you asked me earlier. This letter is just one of the most disturbing letters I think we've ever had on the show. I mean, this woman is totally, totally devoid of any kind of self-worth, of any kind of self-esteem. And here's a woman who is working so hard in the church that, you know, ma'am, you are totally missing God here. You know, if you were getting fed properly, if you were being ministered to in the church properly, you would understand and know that this is not the kind of God that we serve. And I say that because you said you work so hard in the church that it will probably fall down. So are you working too much, that you're missing God totally, that you're not getting it? You know, if you know God, if you have a relationship with God, you know that you're his child. He doesn't want you beaten and abused like this, being mistreated like this. I say you need to call out to him right now, number one. Then, you know, go to your family, go to your friends, go to a shelter. You know, tell them what's been going on. Ask them to help you move out. Just leave. You got to walk out of there. You got to get some kind of plan and get out of there, because I fear for your life as well. You know, you can call the police. You know, this monster, you know, that you call your husband, that you're living with, doesn't care anything about you. I hope you know that. And you know why? Because you don't care anything about yourself. I don't know what it is that happened to you that you would allow, you know, this to happen to you. It's just time now to fight back. And I don't mean physically, but I mean, you know, getting some kind of national abuse hotline number to call. There is one. I'll give you this one. There's shelters all around where you live. You didn't say what state, but you got to get on this, because your life is at stake. Call this number, 1-800-799-SAFE, 1-800-799-SAFE, just for starters. Steve?
Well, I would say to this man first, to this woman, first of all, from a couple of standpoints, let me share something with you about your man that you're hanging on to that you can't seem to leave. What you're hanging on to is a man who is a coward. Men who beat women are cowards. Men who are physically abusive to women have no stories throughout their life of how many guys they done jumped on, how many fights they've been in. Men who beat women are cowards. They are cowards. I found that to be true in every case I've ever ran into about it. Now, I'm no expert. I'm just giving you, just from talking to men over the years, all of my friends, I know people who have been abusive to women, and I can point out, tell you, they are cowards. All of them. So you are hanging on to a man who is a coward, who is trying to make his value through your devaluing. He has to devalue you to have value himself. Beating you for what? Because you made rice instead of macaroni and cheese? You get your lip busted for that? You have to ask yourself, what kind of man am I hanging on to? And now you have a self-esteem issue here.
Yeah.
But sister, listen to me. Shirley is absolutely correct. You've got to get out of this. Now, as far as your church feeding you wrong, I don't know that that's the case. But I know you need to change churches.
She's not getting it.
This I can tell you right now. You need to change churches because you got a lot of bad people in your church. Now, people go to church who make mistakes. But if he's sleeping with everything that's got a skirt on in your church and pants too, why don't you change churches? See, you ain't got to keep going down there having them evil people smile in your face claiming what? What is y'all's church working towards? I don't understand that part.
I don't get that at all.
But you, ma'am, you have to get away. You have to get out of this situation. You need to run for the hills. Before he does something to you that you will not be. Why are you going down here constantly getting concealed and stuff? You know what you ought to do? This is going to take a little bit of courage. But guess what? The people at your church are laughing at you. The men and the women who know that they'll see him later on and be sleeping with him. This ain't the church you need to be at.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.